President Obama says he wants more trade with Latin America, but where's the beef?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama heads to El Salvador today as he continues his trip to Latin America. He spent much of the trip focused on Libya and Japan, but that hasn't made the issue of trade with Central and South America go away. Colombia and Panama are still waiting on free trade agreements with the U.S. Marketplace's David Gura is live for us in Washington this morning with the trade story. Hi, David.
Morning, Jeremy.
So President Obama, he's promised to boost exports and trade. Why is it taking so long to pass some of these trade deals?
Well, the president can agree to trade deals, but Congress still needs to approve them. The agreement with Colombia was signed in 2006, and deals with Panama and Korea were inked only a few months later. I talked to Jeffrey Schott, a fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He said this is unfinished business that should have been taken care of a long time ago. Now, there has been some movement in all three of these. The Korea deal picked up some momentum last fall around the G20 summit in Seoul. Here's Jeffrey Schott.
The Colombia deal does not have the same level of support in the Democratic Party, primarily because of opposition from major labor unions.
So their beef isn't with specific parts of these agreements, which would make it easier to sell goods to these countries. Many Democrats are worried about labor issues and human rights, Jeremy, in Colombia and in Panama, too, to some extent.
And you say these deals were inked, but they haven't been approved by Congress. Will these free trade deals happen?
Well, Republicans want to get these deals fast-tracked. They'd like to see them packaged together. That may not happen, but Congress could deal with them in quick succession. The GOP is hoping for an up or down vote on them soon.
Marketplace's David Gura in Washington. Thanks, David.
Thanks.
Well, in Detroit today, the United Auto Workers start a three-day meeting just months before contracts expire. And don't think union leaders can't see the rebound in sales at the big three automakers. As Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports, they'd like their piece of that.
Brett Ward has spent the last 17 years working for Chrysler. Like other auto workers, he made big concessions when his company got into trouble in 2008. He points out carmakers push through a two-tiered wage system, which pays new employees a much lower hourly rate. And now he wants something back.
I don't feel that we need to be making the sacrifices as much as management needs to make the sacrifices.
Ford and GM both earned money last year. Chrysler expects to be profitable this year. All three have recently given workers bonuses. Tom Culkin is a management professor at MIT's business school. He says the big three have to share the new wealth with their workers.
They've got to find a way to increase pay slowly, but do so in the context of sharing the benefits of the profits that Ford and GM achieve.
GM and Chrysler workers can't strike under the terms of their company's government loans. And at this point, Cohen thinks it's unlikely Ford workers will strike either. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher across the globe. Tokyo shares jumped more than 4% today after the Oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett, said now is a good time to buy Japanese stocks. Another airline fare hike on the way thanks to high oil prices. This one from United Continental. Fares will jump $10 per round trip. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow gained 178 points to close at 12,036.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mini, with 37 miles per gallon and 3 years or 36,000 miles of boot-to-bonnet maintenance. MiniUSA.com/info. By MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at MassMutual.com/mutuality. And by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com.
We are 1 year into the Obama health care law, and most of the law's major provisions haven't kicked in yet. But hospitals and insurance companies are ramping up preparation efforts. One provision of the law involves insurance cooperatives, or co-ops, which are meant to be a low-cost insurance option. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer visited a clinic in Maryland that's trying to morph into a co-op.
The clinic is in Howard County, Maryland, just outside Baltimore. Posters on the wall urge preventive dental care for babies and tell pregnant women with AIDS to get counseling. The clinic is part of a county program for the uninsured and working poor called Healthy Howard. Patients pay $50 to $85 a month for a set number of doctor visits.
All right. Let me have a seat here. Let me check you out.
Deborah Dunn is a physician's assistant with Healthy Howard. She's seen a lot of people who lost their jobs and insurance during the financial crisis.
Well, I'm seeing the patients having heart attacks and strokes as a result of not being able to afford their medications because of losing their insurances.
These are the types of people the co-op would serve. Healthy Howard and the co-op are the brainchild of the county health officer, Dr. Peter Bielenson. He's using Healthy Howard as a blueprint for his co-op, taking it statewide. Bielenson's co-op would charge a low monthly premium. Patients would see staff doctors who earn a straight salary instead of being paid by the procedure. Each patient would be given a personal health coach and action plan to kick bad habits. Sounds hokey, but Bielenson says it's paid off at Healthy Howard.
Poor eating habits, lack of exercise, smoking. So we work on all of those things, and that's helped to reduce costs.
And that's the idea behind the co-ops, inject some nimble competition into a health insurance market dominated by giants. Sabrina Corlett is a health policy analyst at Georgetown University.
You have in many states one or two big insurers dominating 70, 80, even 90% of the market. So the whole idea behind the co-op plans was to use that competition to bring prices down for consumers.
Bielenson says the co-op would charge about $300 a month for a family of four. Maryland will be setting up an exchange where people can shop for health insurance as part of the health care law. Bielenson expects the co-op to be listed when the exchange opens in 2014. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And finally, to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where Daniel Raines was caught after robbing a bank. How do we know the name of this bank robber? Because right before he robbed the bank, he filled out an application for an account and gave his full name. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson, which I can tell you because I am not planning on robbing any banks today. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Don't mess around with fire because the little things can make a big difference.
If all homes were sprinklered, we would anticipate that the death rate due to fires would go down by at least 83% based on cost-benefit studies.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Freakonomics of Fire and the numbers from Wall Street as well. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.